In life, people want all sorts of things. A secure job, a husband, a family, someone a nice place to live, money, and power. Me? I've always said that I want to graduate university and get a job where I'm in charge of everyone, telling everyone what to do. God. Honestly, I'm such a liar. It's a facade, you know? To cover up what I really, 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 really want. Well, what do you want? You're probably asking. Well, I want to be your personal little slut. I don't want to be at work in a full-time job. I want to be at home where my only job is serving you. Just imagine it, okay? I'll wait patiently at the door, on my knees, with my collar presented on the floor in front of me. I'll have stripped down bare for you, the reflecting colors from the door dancing on my nude body. Little do you know, I'm always on my knees earlier than need be. My body too impatient to just wait around in the kitchen. I don't want anything else in my life but to serve you. As I wait, I muse about your different moods and question what you'll be like today. Sometimes when you come through the door, you're sweet and kind, ruffling my hair and pecking kisses on the crease of my neck. You'll take extra time to put the collar on, knowing I enjoy the weight in your lingering fingers on my skin. Sometimes, you'll come in through the door and you'll look frustrated. Maybe work has gotten you down. I'll look up at you eagerly, and your eyes will seemingly glint as you take the collar out of my hand. You'll whisper in my ear as you fasten it, telling me all the things you want your personal little slut to do for you. Sometimes, when you enter the room, you're really quiet. A small smile dancing on your lips. You don't say a single word. And the air around you is stern. You circle me slowly, taking in my naked appearance, my nipples standing hard as you do so. You don't linger too long as you fasten my collar. And I can tell you're excited from your hot and heavy breath as you roughly tug on my leash. Each time, I'm always quiet, obedient, and still. Each time you fasten my collar, I'll reply, "Thank you, sir." And my knees will tremble in slight anticipation as I know what comes next. As my mind lingers on these thoughts, I'll sit up a little straighter, my back arching slightly. My hands have a mind of their own, running on the inside of my thighs as I stare at that door. Excitement forms in my throat as my fingers inch ever so closer. You'd like that, right? If I prepared my pussy for you? As I let my fingers roam, I can't help but let my mind think of the different ways you'd react when walking in and seeing your slutty sub fingering herself in front of the door. Would you be angry? Would you be pissed that your perfect little slave was pleasuring herself without asking you first? You'd tell me how it doesn't matter that I was trying to pleasure myself for you, deep down you know that I'm just a horny slut who wants to fuck at any given moment. And you're right. I know I was supposed to wait for you, but my patience grew thin, and I caved into the thought of you finding me sprawled out on the floor with my fingers inside of me. Wet and eager for you to devour me. Maybe you wouldn't hold it against me, but be slightly amused. You'd shut the door behind you before leaning back. I'd pause, biting down on my bottom lip, as I just stare right back up at you. My fingers would stay there for just a second later, waiting for some sort of command, but you'd say nothing. Just a brow raised as you watch. My cheeks begin to burn. And I know you want me to continue, but with such a strong gaze, I feel a small wave of embarrassment flush over my naked body. I work my fingers inside of me as I feel a moan rise from my throat. Or maybe, just maybe, you'd open the door with a smile on your lips. You'd already be rock hard at the sight of me as I pant softly with my legs spread apart as I watch you, just gazing over my nude self. You'd slowly close the door before ordering me to continue, and I'd gasp in delight, knowing how excited you are over me spread and eager. Aching for your touch, your will, your orders. All I want in life is to be your personal, slutty, sub-slave. I want to dedicate every living moment to satisfy your every urge, every need. In every single whim. I want to exist to serve you. I'm yours for the taking, and only yours. Me, my body, my lust. What I really want is for all of me to belong to you.